Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Florida Man Hulk Hogan literally rescued a teenage girl trapped in an overturned vehicle after a crash in Florida. He said on X that he used a ballpoint pen to puncture the car's airbag and free the girl after witnessing the accident Sunday night in Tampa. His new wife took to Facebook, praised his quick action. He's 70 years old, man. And he saw it and he said that everybody's fine and amen. Oh, my gosh.
That's impressive, brother.
That's impressive, brother. Reminded me, they science will find they found a skull of some Cro-Magnon dude buried in the ice, and they put skin on it and what it would look like, and I swear to you, it looked just like Hulk Hogan. I was like, what's up, brother, from the Paleolithic era. All right, so oh my gosh, moving on here. A Florida man was caught stashing, this is a very interesting thing, NFL cards and deviled eggs in a stolen backpack. He looks like he comes from Napoleon Dynamite, this guy. A Florida man was arrested after he stashed NFL cards and deviled eggs into a backpack he stole from Walmart, and then he left without paying. 41-year-old kept... This guy's 41.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. This is the oldest 41-year-old I've ever seen in my life. Guys, he looks legit like he's 60. So they found 5 boxes of NFL cards. And in addition to the deviled eggs, some chicken salad, some banana pudding. Found that too. He exited through the garden center without paying or attempting to pay. He was confronted by law enforcement. And then, of course, guess what? They found drug stuff on him. Meth. So he's in Sumner County Detention Center. He was released after posting $4,000 bond. So he could have technically paid, probably, unless he used a bondsman. He probably could have paid. It's just, why those things? I just don't understand. I'm trying to think here. Oh, no, I so cannot have this headline. Nope. Mm-mm. A Florida man leaves truck in gear, steps out, and gets run over by it. He literally, and it's sad because he killed him. He got ran over and killed by his literal own truck. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office was called to a home in Lake Worth. A 64-year-old was run over by his own Chevrolet Silverado, and he did not make it due to the injuries. He put the truck in park. He was digging up a stump, and he was standing on the driver's side, and it began to roll, and he was knocked to the ground and run over. That's just, be careful. I always get weird about that. A little OCD kicks in, and I have to double and triple check that things were in park if I'm, you know. Let's see here. This, a Florida man outlaw was arrested for shooting a man in the face with a BB gun at McDonald's. Oh, for the love. So, Hillsborough County, Florida. A Florida man was a non-fatal shooting. It was Monday at a Brandon McDonald's. Monty Outlaw. His name is Monty Outlaw. It's Mr. and Mrs. Outlaw's son. 25. His name is Monty Outlaw. I don't care about anything else in the story.
Pretty destined from birth.
Let's see. His last name is Outlaw. What do you think he's going to be in life?
Lawyer?
Monty Outlaw. That is his name. Golly. Anyway, he popped a dude in the face with a BB gun. And they had an argument. He reached into his waistband and pulled out a little baby gun. And that's so dumb. And he's been arrested more than 3 times in 6 months, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, grand theft third degree, battery or second subsequent offense. And so now he's in jail. He's in the Falkenberg Road Jail. Monty Outlaw. I just think Monty, maybe there's a better first name you could have. Your last name is Outlaw. You know, your parents kind of screwed you with that one. Like, your first name just doesn't go with the last. You know, the one time when people don't get upset over mansplaining is when all these skincare companies started using dudes to try to sell women's skincare products and then try to act like it was one and the same, and women should just stop complaining about it because, you know, they know what's best. Women have different needs from dudes, and women even have different needs from other women, depending on what stage they are in their lives. Nimi Skincare understands that, and any skincare company should. This is why they were created. And so with Nimi Skincare, first off, this is a company that uses USA ingredients, made in the USA ingredients. They're made in the USA. No parabens, none of those horrible, ridiculous, harsh, artificial synthetic chemicals. And they don't test on animals either. But they are all about making sure that you have what you need to have healthy skin. So they have introduced two new routines, their Wake Up Right routine, where you can give your skin a morning boost of vitamin C and peptides. And then they have their bedtime moisturizing routine. This is great, especially when it's going to be like 7 degrees here in Texas, for example, because it's ultra hydrating. It's going to replenish your skin, keep you moisturized while you sleep, and it's packed with soothing, restorative ingredients. And your skin will thank you for this. And like I said, they share your values, but they also understand and celebrate that women are different and women need different things. Nimi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed. So take the guesswork out of your routine with Nimi Skincare. Visit NimiSkincare.com. That's N-I-M-I Skincare.com and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you.
What's the carbon footprint of these events every single year that you come here? You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes?
That's a stupid question.
Is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us? Please, sorry?
We're done. We are done now.
You can't grab me. You can't grab us. This is a free society, mate. We have freedom of the press. Why do you think you're more important? Your carbon footprint doesn't matter, but everybody else around the world
suggested that. Nobody ever suggested that. Don't make up stupid questions.
That's literally what your whole philosophy is, though. John Kerry was so mad there. I love that dude. He was asking him questions. I don't know who he is. It's amazing. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lasher with you, bottom of the second hour. This reporter was questioning him on, wasn't it a Davos thing?
Avi Yemeni?
Yeah.
If you've heard of him or not, I've seen him a lot, actually, over the past couple of years.
Dude, I love how he was just like balls to the wall asking these questions. Like, hey, mate, you know, free society. Oh, look, I almost did the Australian accent. I struggle with that so badly. Sorry to our Australian friends. They're probably like, don't do it. Don't do it, mate. Look, I did it again. Anyway, so I loved the questioning, though. What's the carbon footprint? Because it's true. He flies there on his private jet. And remember what he said previously? Because he was asked and he tried to give a serious answer. I think he thought it was serious. And he was saying, well, it was because it was him and he has to go all over the place. And oh, and then he pays the carbon credits, which Kane and I still just are beside ourselves that we did not come up. You want to talk about a grift? That's one of the king grifts of all grifts. It's an indulgence. It's a tax on stupidity. Carbon credits are a tax on stupidity. It is an indulgence that the stupid and wealthy pay so that they can pretend that they are green. Oh, sure, we're going to plant some trees down there. Yeah, it's going to happen. Do they ever have to like provide proof? Isn't that what the carbon credit? What the hell do they do with the carbon credits?
What the hell do they do with our tax money?
Yeah, but for real, think about this for a minute, because that's what he said. He's like, well, you know what? I pay carbon credits like that. That, you know, see, you can do it if you've got the money to pay it. It is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a trading mechanism that allows entities to compensate for their greenhouse gas emissions by supporting products that... What do you get your name written on one of the stabby things on a windmill? One of the wind turbines? Is that what it is? Is there a stabby, one of the stabby pokey things on the giant turbine that says John Kerry on it? Is that what it is? Oh my gosh, I love it so much. This is John Kerry's tree. He planted this so he could fly all over the world and lecture people about flying all over the world. That's what it is. It's the dumbest thing ever. Why are we not in this business? If we came up with a carbon credit business, what would you call it? Indulgences Inc.? Like, I don't know. It sounds like a bakery.
From ghost to green? I don't know. It's...
Pay Up Sucka Inc. I don't know. I'm going to think about this because that's a real solid business. Yeah, well, we're gonna offset your carbon. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And we're going to go plant these trees. See, they wouldn't know. You could send them a picture and they wouldn't know. Oh, look, here I am in the backyard planting a tree, but I'm actually in the Amazonian rainforest. And you just get you some tropical plants and throw them around and, you know,
but
same thing.
If they really cared about trees, if they really cared about plants and stuff, they wouldn't try for a net zero as it pertains to carbon dioxide because that's what plants crave.
Well, if they wanted net zero, he needs to stop breathing.
Yes.
No more breathing for you. Got to get to net zero. Start with you. Like, he should be the example. Be the example that and lead. Be what you want to see in others. Just stop breathing, dude. Right. Just don't breathe anymore. Look at that. You're doing your part. You don't need to fake plant trees in the rainforest somewhere. Is that where they do it? I don't know. Where do they do it?
Wherever they can grow, I guess.
So stupid. But sure, yeah, that's the way. Just stop breathing, dude. That's it. And all your family, have them not breathe. I mean, you to save the carbon dioxide, right? Maybe they could tax the volcanoes. Sorry, Mr. Vesuvius, but that's a bad no-no. You know, I'm just thinking out loud here, right? I don't know. It could be. But that I love that he was asked that. That's such a joke. All these... I really wish... I mean, it's... What is it? The temperature? Is it 30? I don't think it's starting to warm up. We're at a toasty 36 degrees right now in Texas. It's ridiculous. Finally above freezing. I mean, I've gone through almost all my turtlenecks because I'm freezing to death. I mean, I can't, you know, I can't wear a scarf on air. I'll look like Glenn Beck. So I'm just wearing turtlenecks, trying to do everything I can and just not, I'm running out, guys. Got to do laundry. I'm seeing all this video coming out from the WEF stuff too, by the way. Can I just ask a question totally unrelated to what we're talking about? Yeah. Is that a freak show?
What, the World Economic Forum?
Yeah, is it just like, hey, let's get all the freaks together and do freak stuff?
It's kind of like that. I think I know what video you're referring to.
Well, the only sane one that I saw so far is the dude who is the, isn't he like the Malai? Javier Milei.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like
Argentinian.
Yeah, yeah,
president.
Yeah. Like one of the, he's got the craziest hair, but he's the sanest.
Right.
And he's basically saying you guys are clowns. And then I saw, what in the Harry Potter hell is this video? So hold up. This is the stuff that happens. So this is, I don't even know what I'm looking at. Can we put it up on the thing? It is, I don't know what it is. It's a video of, I don't know, a hippie in a...
Is it though?
Hat with a...
Is it a hippie?
I thought that was a face mask. It's not a face mask.
No, it's paint, face paint.
I'm going to play this off my computer then.
So it looks as though it's actually... No, Juan's got it.
Okay, cool.
But it looks like Native American, isn't it? A little bit to me, it looks like Native American.
I'm waiting for them to. And who's the lady in the black robes?
Oh, I don't even know about that. I just associate that with evil. But anyway, Juan's playing it now.
No cambahu anuri, no camai, no camuaca.
Please tell me she's cursing them.
Anuri, no yuyuá, na wahon chinavo punk.
Is she cursing them? Let's hope. Like she's on a stage with all these suits. Please tell me you're cursing them. Blow the curse to the people. Blow the curse at the people. Blow it to them. Blow them the curse. Blow the curse at them. Bo, they're sitting to your left. There you go. Get them. Curse them. Curse you. Gonna curse. Curse you. Look, she's blowing right at them. Curse you. Come to this lady. Come here, lady. I'm gonna curse you. Oh, she's got a Statue of Liberty headdress on. Curse you. Oh, I mean, you're so cursed. Curse you, too. She's grabbing people's heads and spitting on their heads. The hell is that? What is this? What did we just watch? This is the World Economic Forum. This is the world of eccentric freaks. That's what this thing is.
Yeah.
Mm? Like, I don't know. What is the, what? I don't know what I just watched. Do you get to, is it an exorcism? Is it, like, what is it? Why is she spitting on people?
I don't know. It looked like she was maybe blessing.
What does that have to do with economics? No, that was a curse, dude.
Was it a curse?
I don't know. I'm just assuming it was.
I don't know.
And who was the lady in the black robe that was standing by her? This is the World Economic Forum. What the hell are they doing there? I'm telling you what, this is, that's weird. And they wonder why people make fun of them. They make it too easy. Right. You freaks at the WEF make it too easy for us to make fun of you. We're the normies. You're the freaks. Actually, it's probably the only time a normie is used in a non-pejorative manner. Are they possessed now after that? You know who I just realized it probably is? It's probably Elizabeth Warren. And then they all got a free book, a free copy of Pow Wow Chow for attending. That's like the door prize for going to WEF. As we get moving, our partners, they make free radio possible for you. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PMR-30. The PMR-30, this is such a great gun, and Kel-Tec is a great company, Florida-based. The PMR-30, I have several that I really, really like, but the PMR-30 is like one of my favorites. It's great for personal home defense, but I mean, I really like it recreationally. It's lightweight, accurate, 30 rounds, standard capacity, 22 Magnum. It's perfect for hiking, backpacking, really all day range plinking. I mean, I think it's really good for that. And standard capacity, again, 30 rounds, high vis fiber optic front and rear sights. You got really great target acquisition. I like to use this to get people comfortable with shooting handguns. Integrated accessory rail, you can mount a light. I mean, it's just awesome. And if you want the carbine, the CMR-30 is the carbine version. That's the big brother of the PMR-30, except the same mag had that ballistic advantage. Learn more about the PMR-30. This is one of my favorites. I mean, there's literally no recoil with it. I think I have, you know, more resistance when I cut into cold butter. Learn more about it at PMR-30 at KeltecWeapons.com. Follow them on social media as well. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I was sitting here running my mouth when we're on break, and I'm like, classic Dana, just wonderful. All right, so this Texans, you know what? This is not going to happen. I will. I'm going to put a hand over my mouth. Texans were asked not to use their washing machines as the weather tests the grid. I'm going to use my washing machine, and you can literally try and test the rules of Castle Doctrine to come and stop me.
But nobody in Texas said that. That was the thing. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it.
No one told me not to use it.
Right.
Literally nobody. It's ERCOT. They said, guys, the grid. You know why? Because they're like, we're going to rely on the wind, except this is the less windy time of the year. The ERCOT people. They're like, can you conserve energy ahead of time? Shut up. No, shut up. This is 2024. You're wanting to take us back to the dark ages. Let's use the crappier light bulbs and let's take the phosphates out of your dishwashing machines. Like, what's next? You're like, yeah, and as Kane says, your dryer takes more electricity to run than your washing machine. I feel like I want to run all my appliances now. Yeah, come test that Castle Doctrine theory. Come on, try me. Come and take it. No. I'm coming back to this because I'm so mad. Let's see. The zoo, Texas Zoo welcomes its first lion since 2015. Better conserve energy. Turn the lights off on the baby lion. There's a baby lion. That's great. Yay. By the way, do you know we still have that owl? I don't have the heart to evict it. It's too cold. It hasn't really torn it up. There's not really a mess up there. It's been like very, I need to come back to this, the owl. Because we got headlines. But yeah, more than half of the United States' 25,000 cities are predicted to become ghost towns by 2100. That sounds amazing. I want to go there. I actually now want to go to the city because no one's there. I love being not by other people. So great. It's just, I mean, I like you guys, but it's everybody else we don't like. And it's all Dem-run cities, too, as Kane notes. They're all Democrat-run cities. I wonder why. Gee, did you see, by the way, have you guys seen pictures taken by tourists of San Francisco lately? Talk about a ghost town. All the storefronts are closed and boarded up. I know. Watch that poop map. Drinking Diet Coke is better than sugary fruit juice for kids' weight lines, according to a large review of dozens of studies. Well, I don't like fruit juice at all, unless it's in Prosecco. So I'm totally fine with that. I like Diet Coke. I don't care if it can like dissolve batteries. I like it. The Navy is going to, I do, and I love GMOs and preservatives. I love it. The Navy is going to name a new destroyer after, this is amazing, after a World War II hero, the Human Tugboat. This guy is such a hero. Charles Jackson French, he wrapped a rope around his waist and saved 15 shipmates, towing them to shore. It's amazing story. So well deserved. Stick with us. This is amazing to me. I tweeted about this yesterday, and I short-circuited from all the jokes that immediately popped into my head. You know, like when you see something and you just can't make enough jokes about it. It's just too over the top. And such was this particular example. So pull this up here. This is wild. The gun. Okay, do you remember the gun that was thrown into the trash can? Hunter Biden's gun that he purchased illegally, and he threw it in the trash can. Well, and then they had to have Secret Service recover it, right? And that's the gun that's involved in the when they were going to charge him with lying on his 4473, which is a felony. So I was looking at this. This is so wild. In a new court filing, the DOJ says that they pulled Hunter Biden's gun from evidence in 23, and there was a white substance on the leather gun pouch. The FBI chemist determined that it was cocaine. So they literally found drugs on the pouch where the defendant had kept his gun. That's what they said in the filing. It's Biden's blow boy. So that's it's true. There's literal actual cocaine on his gun. Was it his cocaine, though? I mean, he just leaves cocaine everywhere he goes, apparently. You know how that one witch on Warner Brothers, the old Ian Freeling drawings, when he'd do the witch and she'd click her heels, she'd kick her heels and hairpins would fall out? That's like him with coke. Like, cocaine just, like, falls out everywhere, follows him everywhere. It's just wild. It's true. It does. Yeah, they literally found it on his brown leather gun pouch. Literally found drugs on the pouch where he kept his gun. Actual cocaine on his pouch, his holster. Oh my gosh, this is the dumbest thing ever. Two tiers of justice, y'all. Two tiers of justice. I mean, it's just asinine because this is the family that endlessly promotes various drug and gun laws. Right. And I just think if you're going to push certain laws, then you better abide by them. And that includes assuming the penalty when you don't. But he had lied and there's further. The evidence gets crazier and crazier. Well, you know, he didn't really lie. OK, he lied. But OK. Yeah. I mean, he was on cocaine. Yeah. I mean, he literally had cocaine all over the gun. What are they going to do? Are they going to open? Go into evidence one day and, you know, they say they got to, we got to write something down about this piece of evidence and some paperwork for the case. And as they walk into the evidence room and they turn on the light, are they going to see Hunter Biden there leaning over, snorting cocaine off of the pouch that the gun was in? Some leftover cocaine snort. I mean, how crazy is this going to get? You know what? Is that why he like bust up into the Capitol? Maybe he was, you know, trying to make his way to get to his gun, although I think it's in Philly. It's in is it in Delaware? Are they keeping it in Delaware or is it in DC? Good question. I mean, he could have been like, I'll just say that I'm here for the stunt. Golly, just the craziest.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.